And our guests this morning are Bev Brandt and Marlene Brass Dewar. They are members of the Five Star Quilt Guild. Bev is a past president. Marlene is the co-chair. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are going to chat about a very important event that is coming up in October. But first, let's learn more about the guild, the Quilt Guild. I take it that are you guys based out of Teeswater?
Yes. We have our meetings at the Teeswater Complex, the fourth Wednesday of every month, except for July and August.
What is the history of the Five Star Quilt Guild? How long have you been members yourselves, and how long has the group been going?
Well, our guild was established in 1987. It was formed when the quilters from the five communities of Teeswater, Lucknow, Ripley, Wingham, and Mildmay joined together to learn, to create, and to share ideas about their favorite activity, which was quilting. We presently have about 78 members. I've probably been a member for 10 years now, and Bev?
I've been a member for about 15 years. And Sharon Stein was the original individual that started this when she felt there was a need in the community, and she belongs to our guild.
So she's still there, so you still have a few original members hanging around in the guild.
That's right.
Wow.
That's good. Lots of expertise.
I have to admit, I do not know anything or much about quilting. Can you give us kind of the overview? What the heck is quilting and what does it entail?
Well, there's two arts now in quilting and three coming up. One of the original arts was the hand quilting, and it was all hand stitching. It was all either piecework or whole cloth, and they did their own design or they pieced it and then quilted it. And then the newest now is the sewing. They use either the sewing machine or a long arm quilter to quilt their quilts. And then the newest is embellishments. And a lot of people are also doing embellishments with stems and beading and ribbons and on wool applique. So there's kind of a broadening field in quilting. It's really is becoming more of an interest to more people now.
It's an amazing hobby as people look for more traditional hobbies to have. I know my wife is a quilter, and there are quilters on her side of the family, and there are some quilting projects that have been ongoing for quite some time. I'm sure you both have projects that you've started at one point, and you're like, well, I'm going to finish this quilt someday.
Yeah, those are called UFOs.
There you go, Roland. You've learned your first quilting term.
Yeah, UFOs.
Unfinished objects.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the event that's coming up in October. You're going to be having a special show with the Guild October 20th and 21st. This is going to be taking place in Teeswater at the Teeswater Colross Memorial Community Center. How many the quilters will be part of this event that you've got coming in October?
Well, we have probably over half of our group are probably putting quilts on display. And then we have a tuning table, and we have vendors coming, and I think with the and we have a boutique too that where we make the other quilters, some of them don't make big quilts anymore, so they make things for our boutique table to sell to raise funds for the guild. And the merchant mall, which is vendors come and sell material, and of course as quilters, that's a magnet for any of us.
Now, is there ever a case of having too much fabric? Like, I assume that's something that's always up for discussion, but is there such a thing as having not enough? I assume it's always not enough, but is too much?
Roland, do you have any idea how many pairs of pants I've ripped that my wife has kept because someday they might end up in a quilt? You ladies know.
I don't think you can have too much at all.
Is there anything else that we should know about the show, which is called Tis the Season to be Quilting? Is there anything else we should know about that show coming up?
Well, we have Sharon Fisher, and she's going to be doing her quilting journey and a trunk show. And the trunk show is all brand new quilts that she's never had in her trunk show before. And in the morning, she'll be doing, she'll be doing a demo on beading and ribbon work on wool applique. And then the other person we have coming is Judy Lyons, and she does quilt appraisals, which she will give written appraisals for $60 if you're wanting to claim them for insurance. and $25 if you just want a consultation. And she'll do bed turnings, and she brings her own quilts and gives you history on them by the stitching, the color, the fabric, et cetera.
Thea Rykoff is also going to have a little booth where she's going to display her Helen Godden quilt art, which is painting on fabric. She will have just a little display of her work there for everybody to enjoy.
It's called Tis the Season to be Quilting. It happens October 20th and 21st. It's hosted by the Five Star Quilt Guild. It'll be taking place at the Teeswater Cole Ross Memorial Community Center. And what are the times for the show?
On Friday, it's 10 till 5 p.m., 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And I also notice admission is $10, but gentlemen, right. You get in for free. So just carry all that fabric because you got in for free.
And then you can bring your wife. That's what we figured.
Thank you so much, Bev and Marlene, for joining us this morning to tell us more about the Quilt Guild.
Thank you very much for calling us. Thanks.